cruising through this Friday together. I know that weekend is, it's in touching distance. You can smell it, you can taste it. What does it taste like for you? Maybe a little razzle this weekend. It is Halloween weekend after all. But hey, maybe you like to keep things clean. Maybe you're into your health and fitness. Luckily in Bolito, there is a little something around the corner for everyone. And speaking of, I'm joined in studio today with Marcel. He's from Boxing Bolito. And today we're chatting something that is kind of like a slow poison. Unfortunately, many kids will be exposed to this in their lifetime. And we're talking bullying. There's no other way around it. Marcel, thank you for joining me in studio today. And thank you for the work that you're doing in the community. I'm so excited to be able to give this a voice to the greater Bolito and the listeners.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bolito. Hope everyone's well. Yes, that's very crucial. The anti-bullying program. I actually dealt with the situation and it caused a lot of controversy, like over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
No names were being mentioned or anything, but yeah. The effect it had on kids' lives, even after the situation, is why we're starting to run like a transformation program.
Okay.
So the transformation program will be for the bully himself.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get to the root of why he's bullying.
Yeah.
What transformation he needs in order for him to like free himself from the trauma that he's been through, the core of why he's bullying, and then obviously the victim.
Okay.
Yeah. And to you.
Bringing it back to what you do, you are a boxing and a fitness instructor, right?
Professional and amateur boxing coach.
Okay.
We do have a fitness instructor in the gym as well, and we have two other coaches. We have another professional coach and an amateur coach, and we just have another amateur boxing coach.
So you're talking to me about how boxing, you're using boxing really as a mechanism to help transform a young person's life. Did you find that boxing did that for you in your own personal
capacity?
No,
that's exactly, yes. Exactly that. So now imagine I'm like a short human already. So I'm a dad, I'm short as hell. Sorry for my language. But I'm a dad and I'm short, right? So there's a lot of times where I'm faced with situations of adversity and stuff. But growing up, when that used to happen, not just at school, but in the community, I was bullied.
Okay.
So whether or not I'm like on the way home, on the way to school, or at school, I'm being bullied. And my granddad had enough. So he was a heavyweight boxer and he had enough, and he actually moved into our home.
Okay.
And then my mom's brother, who was younger, who could do a lot more with me, like jog with me, the road work and stuff like that. He then was a welterweight boxer from Cape Town, and then he also moved and lived in with us. That's how severe the bullying situation was.
So this boxing, first of all, it sounds like it's a whole family affair. It's something that you've grown up and have been exposed to from a very young age.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it also came to your life when you most needed it. And are you finding this in your work with the children as well, in the community?
So to me, I find it's a cure. It's a cure. It helped me mentally as well as physically, obviously. It gave me a lot of confidence, as well as self-esteem and stuff, and trust for myself, and put me in a difficult situation. I'm comfortable with it. I just pierce straight through it, knowing unwillingly or willingly, like it's part of me to just notice the rock and be like, okay, I'm gonna climb it, break it, whatever I need to do to get past it.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to think twice about it. It's not, for example, yesterday somebody. Yet again, this bullying issue was a big thing. So somebody gave me a call and they're like, listen, this person wants to do that and that and that. Immediately, I'm like, give me the person's number. Let me go to the person and speak to the person.
Yeah.
Why still wait around for gossip or whatever? It's just in me to attack like the situation, and not violently.
Yeah.
But confidently and not arrogantly, but standing up for like myself type of thing. So
what I'm hearing, and this has been a hot word during my conversations this week, and it's been repeating itself as a major theme, is the word confidence. Now, as I said with my guest yesterday, confidence is something that you think you need to be born with, but in actual fact, it's a skill. It's a skill that needs to be developed, and self-assuredness is something that comes with feeling confident, feeling like you can, like you said there, trust yourself, trust your ability, not only mentally, but physically as well. It teaches you so much more than just the physical side of things. It teaches you restraint. It teaches you how to solve complex issues, whether that be emotional issues, whether it's actually now taking it into a woman's perspective, a space where you do need to defend yourself, there are so many multifaceted layers of this discipline. And I think it's amazing that you're incorporating this into young people's lives from such an early age. So I want to get into where you do your work, how you do your work, and really how people can connect with you, because it really sounds like you're onto something special.
So we are based at the Odyssey. Our trading hours are like 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. We do one-on-ones.
Okay.
The maximum number that you'll find in a class is about 5 people
per
session. The reason being is because we believe we are teaching you something, so an hour is not good enough.
Yeah.
Or if there's 10 in a class, we can't do dedicated assistance to one person.
Yeah.
So we don't run classes or anything like that, but we do the dedicated assistance. We do take you out of the hole, teaching you from basics to advanced to intermediate to advanced. Also, the skill level, the mindset where it needs to be. So once your skill level increases, we move you on to a bigger, a more advanced class. And if we see that mentally you are battling, no matter how good you are at what we teach you, we bring you back down. And now we're like, okay, what is the problem? When we notice a SWOT analysis, we did it like when we met.
Okay.
Like when you walked into the gym,
yeah.
We realized that, okay, listen, we've got your fitness goal and everything, but here we are still battling with your confidence, for example.
Yeah.
We are still battling with you speaking up for yourself and stuff like that. So the issue is then, let's start sparring. Let's put you in adversity.
Yeah.
And you need to make an agreement with yourself that, listen, I know I'm going to get hit, but I'm okay with getting hit. That's why I'm in the ring, right? I know that standing up and speaking for myself, I start to get the shakes before, or my heart starts to pound before. But listen, I'm okay with that. It's part of the process. I'm okay with that. Because if I do not say something now, this kid might get bullied. Or if I do not do something now, this situation might get worse.
It teaches you resilience. It really builds you in so many ways. Just it's such a mechanism of character building. And I understand that it's not just in the capacity of children that you're working, but in collaboration with Fit24, you are also doing a total transformation challenge. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Just to correct that, it's not in collaboration. We're actually doing it on ourselves. No problem. We did team up with a dietitian.
Okay.
So we got the Biggest Loser challenge coming up. It will be from the 15th of November to the 15th of December.
Right.
And then we're running a tournament on the 15th of December, announcing the winner thereof.
Okay.
And there'll be a couple of fights. And I just want, this time around, instead of have like proper boxers fighting like last time, I want it to be localized, okay? And I want people to get stuff off their chest in this one. So if ever there was an issue between you and somebody else in the community, come and see us. Let's talk about it. Let's investigate it. And let's get in the ring. Get in the ring.
Okay.
Let's get the support of our community. Let's run this for an anti-bully program. And there will be donations that will be given to Summer Hills Orphanage on from that tournament. I've never charged for a tournament. I set up everything like from the business itself. So with the incoming funds, we do then like buy nappies or food or whatever for the orphanage and stuff like that.
This is really incredible. Not only is it helping people in their own personal capacity, but it definitely is a program that has a heart for the community and the community at its center. So I really just want to commend you on that, number one.
Thank you.
Then also looping it back to bullying and the Biggest Loser challenge and speaking about the community as a whole and not only children, I think it's important to highlight that bullying doesn't stop at a certain age.
No.
You can get bullying within your personal relationships. You can get bullying within your corporate life. It's important to be able to recognize when somebody is essentially asserting themselves on you and be able to handle that adversity in a constructive manner. So I definitely think what you are doing and the work that you are doing, it's addressing this issue from ground roots up into what it means to be a happy, healthy, holistically well adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we could sit and chat and debate about this all day long. It's something that I really do feel passionate about, not only on the wellness side, but the mental wellness side and the confidence side. But I would like to leave the listeners with some information with regards to the Biggest Loser challenge and then also how they can contact you and get involved and pick up some gloves, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just want to say on that topic also, I'm very afraid of women. I'd rather deal with a guy because we're going to punch each other, but women, They have a weapon. Oh my God, the tongue. So if you talk about bullying, like, I've noticed when it comes to females, they are heard from other females that said something to them in grade 8 and now they're in matric. But guys, it's like, listen, I just want to punch this guy and get it over and get it out of my system.
Yeah.
So when it comes to females, it's a lot more mental and verbal abuse than with the males. The males is like, he hit me and then he still went and humiliated me by telling everybody. Okay. But that's the difference between the two. You said the biggest loser. So the biggest loser is a challenge. We teamed up with Candy Dietitians from RebuMed at the Odyssey as well.
Fantastic.
And she will then be giving you consultations, giving you your diet and everything that you need, and we'll be doing the fitness side of it. Obviously, still sticking to our SWOT analysis, fitness through boxing and stuff like that. And yeah, the winner will be announced on the 15th of December at our local tournament.
Amazing.
And we are situated in the Odyssey. Our trading hours are from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can get our packages and any information you need on Boxing Bolito. I mean, www.boxingbolito.co.za.
And are you on social media as well?
Social media, Instagram as well. And I would just like to tell like our community that, listen, if you want a live demonstration, we'll be doing one at Toyota McCarthy today, from about 12 till about 1:30.
Okay.
Just to get the feel of it, we got our hand pads on, the coaches will be there and stuff. Any questions you want to ask, we can answer. And also for the drive that we're pushing in Zambiti, shout out to Zambiti. We'll be running Saturday fitness classes there for adults and kids from the 5th of November. And yeah, Maxi's open at the Odyssey, guys. Come through to the Odyssey. There's a blood drive today as well. Just do what you can for people, man. Like, your blood saves, 1 liter saves 3 people.
Marcel, you are such a well-rounded and inspiring human being. I really do hope that people will come through by the dozens. What you're doing for the community really is work that I would love to see go further. And I just want to thank you for your time this morning. If you have resonated with any part of this conversation, get in touch with Marcel. Go and follow Boxing Bolito. Find them online. And hey, get your gloves on. Come through
guns
to Toyota.
Down, gloves on.
Toyota Bolito today. If you have any questions, if you have any reservations, get to know the team. And just work on yourself, man. Show up as a better human. Marcel, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Leah.
I look forward to seeing where this goes. I really do.
Me too.
Headed back to the music now. You're on 88 FM. That's...